So this is a piece from the Sefer Or Gedaliyahu, Rav Gedalia Shor Zatzal, who was Ron Cutler studied him. He was the first American-born Gadol. It's very, very special, unique style of Torah. So I'll just we'll jump right in. We're not going to do the whole thing, but I want to just read and explain. And we've learned tonight Zechus Refuah Shleima for Feigebas Esther Malka. So he says like this: there's situations of erev v'voker, of nighttime and of daytime, and although we know that happens in the regular 24-hour cycle, and it happens in our lives, it happens in the period of Klal Yisrael as well. And that's really the yisod that the Rav Gedalia Shor develops in this piece. So he started on the first page. He says, "Kamosh v'arnu shiyesh matzav shel boker shehu matzav shel behirus." Like the times like we feel clarity. We even use a phrase in English saying, well, that's clear as day, right? Like that's what daytime represents. It's a symbolic of something that's just, I got it. It makes sense. It's clear. I understand. I have no name any concealment. V'yesh, there's also a matzav shel hester. There's a time of things are hidden. Things are concealed. And this happens eitzel kol yochid. Every single one of us in our own personal lives go through times of clarity and times of concealment. So not only does it happen on the individual level, it happens on the national level as well. When there's the light of the Klal Yisrael is just shining throughout the world. Zmanim shel behirus, times of complete and total clarity, of certainty, of fortitude. Yesh matzavim shel erev, and then also we know are times when there's darkness, nighttime. Rashi beparshas vayichi al apostles. I pulled it up. This is the bracha that was given to Binyamin. Right at the end of Parshas Vayechi, that we know that Yaakov gives brachas to each one of the shvatim. Binyamin ze'ev yitrof. Right, you're going to be a ze'ev is a wolf. Yeah, that will tear apart, that will maul its enemies in the morning. Baboker yochal, you'll eat ad la'arav yichal shalak. So what does it mean in the nighttime? In the nighttime, he's going to distribute shalom. Means like the bounty, the booty, whatever they got from the thing. So what does Rashi say? The Arab Yichalik Shalal, in the evening they're gonna, distribute everything that they plundered. Afshep Mishetishka Shimshon Shal Yisrael, even when the sun, again this is talking about the national level of the Jewish people, set, Aydin Nebuchadnezzar, through Gullus Bavil, Sheyaglaim Bil Bavil, Yichalik Shalal. Nevertheless, there's still gonna be time we're gonna distribute this. What does that mean? Mordechai v'Esther. Sheheimi Binyamin, because this is the brach that's given to Binyamin. So he's saying, even though in these dark moments, there's going to be a time of light with Binyamin, and when from Mordechai and Esther come from Shei Binyamin, Yichalku es Shalom Haman. We know at the end of the days, we get all the goods, and we distribute this stuff that happened from Haman. She never says in Pasuk, he's probably going to quote in the Pasuk, Hine beis Haman nesati leEsther. That I've given over. Everything that belonged to Haman goes to them. So that's what he's quoting right here now in the piece, right? What does it mean here? Le'erev, I quoted that, right? Okay, fine, I'm going to skip a little bit because he quoted right here. Hare zmanim elu nikraim b'shem erev. So these are times of night. Shebi mei Mordechai ve'Esther ha'iseh hester gadol. Right? That's the whole play on words of Esther min ha'Torah min olon. Right? Where do you know that there's a concept of Esther in the Torah that I'm going to conceal myself? That I'm going to conceal myself. And the Sforum explained, Rabbi Nachman explains, and others, that the fact that Hashem is concealed, even that is concealed. You don't even realize Hashem is being concealed. So there's something behind this, inside the shtender. It's concealed, but I know it's there. But what if there's I didn't even realize the fact that there's a shtender here that's concealed. Like, I give an example. It's a story from the Magid of Mezrich. The one time he was sitting and learning, and his 5-year-old child comes in, and he starts crying, and he says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "I was playing with my friends." He said, "What game were you playing?" "We're playing hide and go seek." "Okay, so why are you crying? You play a game because I was hiding and they didn't find me." He says, that's great. That means you win. You were hiding. Such a good spot. They couldn't find you. So the son started crying. He says, "No, I realized after a while they all quit. They all gave up and just stopped searching for me." So the Magid heard his son say that. The Magid started crying. And he said, "That's our life with Hashem. Hashem's hiding, and many of us have given up that search of trying to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's hiding." Some of us quit at the ripe old age of, 15. Some of us quit at 55, whatever age. Yeah, quit. So Hashem says, I'm hiding. So the fact that I'm hiding is even going to be concealed. People don't realize that Hashem is, again, it's so funny when your kid, like your little kid or little grandkid, right? They're hiding. And they're like behind the couch. And they think because they don't see you, you can't see them, right? It's a joke because they're right there in plain sight. That's the whole thing, to look for Hashem. So he says, on Hagaba Oser Tekufa Haisa Bechina Shel Erev. That was when even the fact that Hashem was hiding, we didn't realize that. So Amr Chazal, and this relates to this week is Rosh Chodesh Adar. So he's quote the famous Gemara in Megillah on Yud Gimel and Beis. Amr Ish Lakish Goli Vidul Fnei Misha Amr V'Haya HaOlam. It was revealed, it was known before the one who was going to create the world. She Asid Haman Lishkol Shkolim Al Yisrael. Haman, we know in the Megillah, gave 10,000 Kikar Kesef to buy the rights to the Klal Yisrael. And the Rishonim already discussed why specifically he picked that number. We know in Parshas B'chukosai there's a concept called Erechin, right? That every human being, again, it's not really the real value of a person, but the Torah does prescribe a monetary value, symbolic of a person's age and gender and how much they can work, etc. So they took he took the value, according to some Rishonim, he took the value, like bought off all of Klal Yisrael. The 10,000 Kikar Kesef was to buy off Klal Yisrael. Lafika, so Haman's going to do that. Lafika hiktim shkalim l'shkalov. The our shkalim come before his. Hayni d'tzna. That's what it means. And the Mishnah says be'echar be'adar on the Rosh Chodesh Adar. Mashmin while hashkalim. We announce. We collect this shekel. So our shekel comes first. Before Haman was even born. But Hashem knew in the future there's going to be a Haman. So we kind of did a preemptive strike, so to speak. V'hine isa bechazal shahamon bocher bechodesh Adar kevin shuchodesh shemes bo Moshe. It's Gemara in Megillah that says that the reason why Haman was selecting a month, well, this is the month where Moshe dies. Okay, but he didn't really understand that it's also the month where Moshe was born. Right? Okay. Just skipping a little bit. He was Seder HaChadoshim, Chodesh Adar Hu HaAchron ShebeChadoshim. It's the final month. It's interesting. There's a group of kids this week from Vienna. And I was talking to them this week and we were just discussing. I was asking, like, what is the word... It's when I was saying like Yiddish, because they all spoke German amongst themselves. We're like comparing like Yiddish words versus German words, and which are the same, which are different. So I asked them, what does the word Adar come from? What month Adar? So they gave a few suggestions. We said Aderet. Now an Aderet is a cloak, right? Something used to cover yourself. So isn't that interesting that the month of Adar is the month where everything is covered, everything is hidden? And I said, and right after that, that's the last month, we kind of dovetail and go right into the first month, which is Nisan, which is Nace, which is all the miracles are openly revealed. So we're just talking about hidden miracles versus open miracles. But that's exactly what's happening over here. So Haman didn't realize that. All Haman could see in the month of Adar is the death of Moshe. It's the farthest month away. And even more so in a year like this, it's even better. That Adar Sheni is even more far. I think the Yerushalmi says that the Nace of Purim happened during an Ivri war. Happened in a leap year where there was a month where we're even farther away from that, which gives the ability to connect even more, because the lower down you go, the higher back up you can come. L'chein b'chodesh zeh, yesh hester godos, a tremendous concealment in the month of Adar. V'hevi, ha'chachad l'dvar of a proof of this mimash, ro shemes bo Moshe. The proof that Haman says, look, Moshe dies. U've'emes hayet tzodek. He was right. B'tayne zeh, zu, sheyesh hester godos b'zeh ha'chodesh. Haman was onto something. He wasn't a dummy. Aval... Lo yada koichan shel bnei Yisrael. He didn't understand the koach that a yid has. Sheyesh bnei Yisrael hakoich shemitoch hahester hagadol. In that place, mitoch, in the middle of that place of not from a distance, but from being in that place of concealment and of hiding, yechol lahagbia es atzma. We can elevate ourselves in that place. Lahafocha hester, to convert and to transform the concealment. Zema sheomru hachodesh asher nefach miyogun l'simcha. That the month that was changed over from Yagon, from sorrow to a joy of joy, kib emes shayach hachodesh bechinas hester. This month is really a month of, Adar is that. It means Adar, it means hidden, it means concealed. Rak shem Yisrael hofchu es hester. We changed that. V'nahapachu, right? Before it was a song, it was actually a pasuk, right? Okay. I'm going to skip a little bit. Look on the left side where it says now the Kli Yakar. This is mamish, everything is a hashkacha, because in the week of a Super Bowl, you quote the Kli Yakar, which is the real Super Bowl. Right, the Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar. His Yortzai coming up. Meforish mad yichsi beparshish Amalek. Okay, so we go back in the story we had recently in Bishalach of Amalek. Vayehi yodav emuna ad bohashemesh. That his hands were, I'll leave it blank right now, were emuna, whatever, until the sun came. Ki Amalek boli lochimau im Yisrael b'shas bokran. He came in the times of again, bokir here is a metaphor for the times of clarity. As we know, famous Rashi, right, that there was this Meshugana who jumps into a scalding hot bath and he gets burned, but he cooled it off. So, no, everyone was so obvious. Like, you know, you don't start up with Klal Yisrael. I was telling this story years ago. When I was a kid, like, who was like the toughest boxer when you were a kid?
Muhammad Ali?
George Frazier?
Yeah.
At my time, it was Mike Tyson. It was just like a bet, like, who's going to get beat up, like, how, like, you couldn't land, right? And it is hating Mike Tyson. Again, the guy's a gormer sugar, but a fighter? Like, so like, I was trying to like convey this idea of like who would be so crazy as to get into a ring with Mike Tyson? Who would dare Lahavdil? Who would dare Lahavdil start up with Klal Yisrael? Amalek comes. He starts up and the high one is so clear. Boker means it's so clear. It's so obvious. It's so obvious that don't start up with us. So this descendant of Haman Amalek. Huzman ha'erev Shimshon Shel Yisrael. That's the time when our sun was setting, when it was dark, and it was very difficult to see Hashem's hand in that miracle. V'kach nemer v'hi yodav emuna ki'om de zechusa shel Moshe ad bo Hashemesh shnishar b'koch mi Moshe ad zman ha'erev Shimshon Shel Yisrael. So that ability, that emuna, that faithfulness lasted until even from the times of clarity into the times of Erev Shemesh, when the sun is setting. Sheme hatakufa shel boiker nignas hakoch al hatakufa shel erev. Wow. In the time of boker, nignas was hidden, concealed, contained inside of it, that power to get through the takufa, the time period of erev. Shebekoch b'nei Yisrael la'amoy neged amalek. We'd have the ability to stand up against Amalek. V'af bizman sheyeh ha'erev shimsho shel Moshe. Chodesh Shemes Bo Moshe, even time when Moshe dies, and it's the setting of Moshe's son, literally. Nitan Hakoch Mi Moshe Bein Olav Hashalom Shiachlu Lahagbiya Es Atzmam. We're still going to be able to uplift ourselves from that. V'yesh Lahosi, if we can add on this, says for Gedal Yeshur. Ki Hakavana Vayehi Yodav Emuna, his hands were Emuna. Shemoshe Bein Olav Hashalom Noson Hakoch B'vnei Yisrael. He was giving us emuna even during the times when it seems like the sun has set on us. Last page. Atzmam, to lift ourselves up. So we think right now, we understand we're dealing with a very, very difficult tekufa. The ability, the emuna that we have in this tekufa comes to us from Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshe matzina b'chazal shapir shalman yishkosev ad bo ha-shemesh shekoy al yemoysa Mashiach. That's talking about the times when Mashiach comes. V'haynu ki emuna zu tia kayemes ad asher tizrach shuv shemashanu, sorry, that wrong, b'yemoysa Mashiach. Well, our shemesh will shine again in times of Mashiach. Rakade emuna shiyesh b'cholas b'nei Yisrael l'hagbiyas atzma mitoicha ha-storah, the ability of being to get it through this period of concealment. We can find Hashem even in the place of that. And this is a beautiful idea. He ends off with this last piece. We say this all the time. Right? The famous chapter of Tehillim. We say it on Shabbos. So in the time of mourning, we see bechush with we feel it. We intuit. We know that in the clarity that this was a chesed. Hashem did a chesed. We feel it when it's a simcha in the family. We feel the chesed Hashem has done for us. B'matzav shel erev yachlios hakim aydei hamuna. We can get through these times of erev of concealment through amuna. Va'ayidei ha'amuna roe chesed Hashem. That's what we have to remind ourselves, that everything, even though it doesn't seem that way at first blush, everything is a chesed of Hashem. It's always chesed. whether we can perceive it, or whether we don't see it, we have to believe and be mechazik, our emunah, there is a chesed. Af b'motzav shel chesed, even when we don't feel it, Oz zoicheli rois b'Yeshua gam b'tocha Hester, we could have Yeshua even in that place. And that's what happened. That in that place of Mordechai and Esther comes the Purim miracle. V'tarcha adon l'hamin, so Yid has to believe. Ki af herav Hester hu chesed Hashem. And that's hard. That's a real hard piece to internalize. That the concealment is also a chesed. Especially when all we're davening for is to have an open gilui and a revelation of Hashem's chesed. V'yesh Adim Zeb El Maimro Shel Hachasim Soifer. We could sweeten this with the statement of the Chasim Soifer. Shemana Vayhi Er Vayhi Voiker Yoim Echad. On the famous pasuk in Brachos, She Adam Tzarach Leida, Yid has to know She B'Matzav HaTekufa Shel Boiker, that the time period and the feelings of morning, V'Matzav HaTekufa Shel Erev, and the time periods of the evening, Heim Echad. It's all the same. Heim Hanhaga Achas. Wow. Beautiful idea, powerful idea, that's what it means to have emunah. Emunah doesn't mean yidia. When I know something, it's obvious, it's so clear to me, of course, right? It's so simple. That's not called yidia. That's not called emunah, right? In English, right, they have the phrase, seeing is believing. No, not seeing is believing. Not seeing is believing. And that's the emunah, and that's the inyan, and that's, we should be zoich of this order. We should see it. We won't have to have any more hester, and we'll have the gili with Mashiach Tikenu b'meir b'yameinu. Okay, Shkoyer, thank you for coming.